Yeah, this is Watermelon Slim. Muddy, John Lee, and Wolf told me to tell you, get your fix for the Lowdown Dirty Blues right here.
I hope. track is called Alabama Woman Blues. The album is called I Still Do, and it's just been released. And if you were thinking, that sounds like Eric Clapton, you're right, it is Eric Clapton on his new album. Hello, welcome to The Raven and the Blues. My name is Dave Raven, an hour of great blues ahead. And Eric Clapton's new album is not bad. It's pretty good. He's gone back to his blues roots. He's not challenging any new things. He's not looking down new roads and new alleyways, but it is a nice album. I've gone through all the tracks and, yeah, I mean, he's not sort of breaking into a sweat, but it's pretty good. Alabama, opening up the programme. Okay, lots of new stuff in the programme, but also, more importantly, half the show is being given over to the instrumentalists nominees in the British Blues Awards section. Awards generally cause all kinds of people to get all kinds of upset because they say it's unfair and it's all corrupt and people have the casting vote and why doesn't my favourite band ever get nominated? And there are some points of view in that, but nevertheless, that you have to have some kind of award ceremony at times to choose bands to go forward to something else, for instance, as we do with the UK Blues Organisation and, say, Red Butler from this year. But the British Blues Awards have been running for many, many years, and the way it works simply is that about 100 people or thereabouts in the business, DJs, promoters, people, reviewers and writers and magazine publishers, are invited to put forward their nominees, their three names in every category: guitarist, bassist, drummer, harmonica, male vocalist, female vocalist. They're all counted, and all those counts then end up with six nominees in every category. And they're the ones that are open to the public vote, which in this case starts in a couple of days' time on the 1st of June. The Raven and the Blues has, for the last 4 years, sponsored the instrumentalist category, which is everything else, basically. If it's not drums or bass or guitars or harmonica or keyboards, it's instrumentalist. And the six nominees, you're about to hear them all. Therefore, we've got saxophones, we've got flutes, we've got percussion, cajons and the like. And I'm going to not play them in alphabetical order, I'm going to play them the way they kind of work, if that makes sense to you. Let's start with a man, Oliver Carpenter, with Mumbo Jumbo on trumpet and other things too. But here he is on trumpet with this one from their new album called Sonic Gumbo, and Ali Sloper's Half Holiday.
Naughty bit of fun, lots of humour, no harm done. Seeming harmless, feeling tense, causing no exact offence. Subverting the status quo, leaving nowhere else to go. All the girls come out to play on Ali Sloper's holiday. Pictures tell a thousand words by making things look so absurd. Absurd. Through glass of champers, maybe two. Kiss the girls and make them smile. Keep it light, but all the while quietly changing everything. The way we were, the way we think. All the girls come out to play on Ali Sloper's holiday. Pictures tell a thousand words by making things look so absurd. Absurd. Just a lash with a gleam, a world that seems like a dream when it's an arduous life you're leading. He's such a break from the past and living out of his class, showing the waster then that have some reading. And though he breaks all the rules and seems to live like the jewels, well, life ain't all a bowl of cherries. He's always trying to evade, dodging his landlord and train, and gets killed off by the bleeding Jerry's. Thank you. a pen, it changed the world. Lazy schemer gets the girl. Living life without a mind, lay it out in black and white. Ripped by all the status quo, recognize the way to go. All the girls come out to play on Alley Sloper's holiday. Pictures tell a thousand words by making things look so absurd. 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 Absurd.
First of the nominees, Oliver Carpenter, festival promoter, good guy all round anyway, and also band member and band leader of Mumbo Jumbo, and on trumpet there as well, with the track from the album Sonic Gumbo and Ali Sloper's Half Holiday. There are six nominees, four of them female, two of them male. There's the first male, let's have the second now, and that's Simon Anthony Dixon, who's in the band The Stumble on saxophone. And here's Simon and a track from an album which came out some years ago called the In and Out of Love. Band are called The Stumble. The track is called In and Out of Love, and it's an excellent one too, and the reason it was played is because of the sax playing on that, which comes from Simon Anthony Dixon, and who's been, I think, if my memory serves me correct, that I've been announcing these for the last 3 or 4 years, he's been nominated every year in the last 4 years, but never actually won, and that is In and Out of Love on sax. Simon Anthony Dixon. Okay, two guys, four girls left to go now, making her debutist, in a sense, in terms of the nominees. It's her first ever year as nomination. Yoko Qureshi Cooper on sax and flute, now with the band Yoko and the Sugar Beats. And because she's only recently left the Little Devils and started up again, the Sugar Beats are still in the throes of recording. So when I contacted Yoko and said, look, can I have something to play from you, please, which isn't Little Devils? They went specially into the studio last weekend, and for you made you this on a day like this, Yoko Qureshi.
It's on a day like this, but everything stops. That the truth will reveal itself, lurking in the corner, waiting for me to see past your crocodile tears. It's on a day like this that all your lies and deceit rumble.
Isn't that wonderful? Recorded specially for the Raven and the Blues last weekend, and that's Yoko Qureshi, and she's in the instrumentalist nominee section on flute and saxophone, but on flute there as well, and that's a track called On a Day Like This, and I believe from what Yoko said on the email, that's probably going to be on their forthcoming and their first albums. It'll be Yoko and the Sugar Beats. Working our way through the nominees, that's three down, three to go, staying with the ladies now, and somebody else making, I think, her debut in the instrumentalist section, Kerenya K. Ashton on saxophone, and here she is working with Wiley Bo Walker of his album from some years ago, Angels in the Night, and here is the title track with Kerenya K. on sax.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely sax break from Kerenia K in about halfway through that. Wally Bo Walker featuring Kerenia K. The album is Angels in the Night from 5 years ago, and that's the title track. And and she's a nominee in the instrumentalist section. One of the problems, really, of the instrumentalist section is that sometimes the instrument they're playing is so far down in the mix you can't really hear it easily. But on this next one, another nominee, I think for her third year, at least third year in a row, she's been nominated. You will hear her very, very plainly about 2 minutes in. Kyla Brox on flute from her album, which came out year before, Live at Last, and here she is with Grey Sky Blue.
Remember when you said it'd be my sunshine, and I cried, 'cause I thought it would never be my time. I was wrong, you came through to my gray sky blue. Shadows looking for light and hope died, 'cause I thought you'd given up the fight. I was wrong, you came through to my gray sky for light and hope died, Cause I thought you'd given up the fight. I was wrong. You came through to my gray sky blue. Gray sky blue. Gray sky blue. I was wrong.
Fabulous voice, but she is being voted as a flautist. Kyla Brooks, Live at Last. Can't believe it's 2 years since the album came out. That's the title track of the album itself when it came out some 4 years ago, Grey Sky Blue. Okay, you've heard five of the nominees so far. Two saxes, two flutes and one trumpet. In the instrumentalist section includes everything which isn't bass, guitars, drums, harmonica, etc. And therefore we now go to percussion. And the winner of the last couple of years on percussion has been this lady. If she wins this year, she gets the Hall of Fame and can never be entered again. Which is nice in a sense, but I don't know. I'm in two minds. Her name is Becky Tate, of course, out of the band Baba Jack. Here is a track from the album they recorded in Malvern in the summer of last year. I know, because I was there. The album is Baba Jack Live, and here on Cajon and Other Things You Hit With Your Hands, Becky Tate and Rock and Roll Star.
Talk about love, life, freedom, anything you want me to about love, life, freedom, anything you want me to. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. When I was just a little girl, living in my home sweet world, my mama, yeah, she came to me. She put me on her knee. She blew my world and broke my game. Turned me till I went insane. Told me that upon reflection, she might have made the wrong connection. In love, life, freedom, anything you want me to about love. Not talk about life, here talk about freedom. Anything you want me to. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. I wanna walk and talk like Elvis, so it's gonna be my name. Gonna be a rock and roll star. Oh yeah, wanna be a rock and home rock and roll star. Thank you.
Becky Tate, the band Baba Jack from the album Baba Jack Live from last year, and Rock and Roll Star, and Becky on Cajon is one of the nominees, and they are, in alphabetical order, Kerenya K. Ashton, Kyla Brooks, Oliver Carpenter, Simon Anthony Dixon, Yoka Qureshi Kuiper, and also Becky Tate. Voting opens on the 1st of June, or thereabouts, and although it's called the British Blues Awards, you haven't got to be British, if you see what I mean. You can vote from anywhere in the world. All you need is an email address, which you have to then respond to, because having voted, you then get an email back to confirm that you are who you say you are. And that also means it makes it much fairer. You can only have the one vote, and you can't vote multiple times, which happens in some other awards, which we won't mention. But as I say, it's open to all over the world. There are lots of categories, of course. There's a radio presenter category as well, in which I'm nominated, and therefore I would love your vote for that, but I'm not saying that for that. So anyway, I'll tell you more about it when it opens. That's next week, and the website, britishbluesawards.com. Okay. Raven and the Blues. We've got 20 minutes left. A new album came. Lots of new albums this week. Loads of new albums. This one is fabulous. It's the Royal Southern Brotherhood. The album is called The Royal Gospel, and here they are with Stand Up. now you can see why it's called the Royal Gospel. Woo! Great stuff. How good is that, eh? Yes. The Royal Southern Brotherhood, their brand new release. And if you think that's wonderful, the whole album is the same in a sense. That's called Stand Up. Staying with new releases, making her debut on the show, out of Ireland, Amanda St. John is her name. The album is called Grow, and here she is with Show Me. Be Your Baby, Show Me. The album is Grow. Grow and Show Me, don't be silly. Amanda St. John is her name, and making her debut on the show. Good stuff indeed. Okay, staying with new albums. This one came, it didn't look as if it was going to be particularly inspiring until I played it. Life is so much like that, isn't it, anyway? The album is called Demolition Day. The band are called the Honey Island Swamp Band, and that sums up what they do. Here they are with Through Another Day.
Thank you. to another day.
See what I mean? Another great album. The band are called the Honey Island Swamp Band. The album is Demolition Day, about to be released. And they had a track called Through Another Day. And that's almost another Raven in the Blues in the can and almost finished. Finished on a bit of a sad note, in a sense. Just over a month ago, a musician here in the UK called Cliff Stocker died. He was my age. I know. And a sudden illness, and he'd been the leading light of a band called Slack Alice for many years. He was from the Northeast, and I was racking my brain whether we'd actually ever met back in the late 60s, early 70s. And I suppose he must have done, but I've got no recollection of that. But I guess he left the Northeast probably about the same time as I did, middle 70s, and he's been living in, had been living in Lancashire almost ever since. I mention this because this weekend, Slack Alice are appearing at the Reavers Rock and Blues Festival up way in the north of Northumberland, where I was last year. A fabulous festival in the middle of nowhere. And they're still going to be there, and the whole of Sunday is given over in tribute to Cliff Stocker. So it's sort of for him, that was one of the items. But the second one was another recent death, Guy Clark. Now, Guy Clark was probably more of a writer than a musician. He did make albums, but he was more famous for the songs he wrote for other people that they were covered by, and a much more country artist too. But I thought I'd finish with this for a whole raft of reasons. One is it's sung by one of my favourites, who's not at all bluesy, but I do love the work of Jimmy Buffett, the whole thing with Florida and things. He lived on a boat for so long and off the Florida Keys. It's a lovely story. It's a bit overdone now, but here's Jimmy Buffett with, to me, the definitive version of a track written by Guy Clark. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, ravenblues.co.uk. There you can subscribe to the podcast, get the apps for your smartphone, all the things you need to do. And we'll be asking you for your vote in the British Blues Awards in a couple of days' time. Let's finish with this. The lyrics are a bit special. Listen to them, and because it's all about where the ships fall, where they may, we've all got boats to build. That is so true. I'm off to go and build some boats. Jimmy Buffett, Alan Jackson, live in Texas 12 years ago. This weekend, Boats to Build.
It's time for a change. Tired of that same old same. Same old words, same old lines, same old tricks, and the same old rhymes. I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands. She'll be a fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall where they will, 'cause I got boats to build.
Sails are just like wings. Wind, it can make them sing.
Songs of life,
songs of hope,
songs to keep your dreams afloat.
I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands. She'll be a fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall where they will, 'cause I've got boats to build.
Yeah, we do.
Shore, that's where I'm headed for.
I got the stars to guide my way.
Sailing to the light of day. I'm gonna
build me a boat with these two hands. She'll be a fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall where they will, 'cause I'm gonna build me a boat. These two hands should be a fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall where they will, 'cause I've got boats to build.
I've got boats to build.
I got boats to build.